Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is in the center of another controversy after an interview with Recode's Kara Swisher. In that interview, after talking about how Facebook has dealt with incidents of hate speech and violence in Myanmar, he tried to explain what the social network will and won't allow on its platform. Here he is.
Right, okay. So I'm Jewish, and there's a set of people who deny that the Holocaust happened.
Yes,
right? I find that deeply offensive. But I don't believe that our platform should take that down, because I think that there are things that different people get wrong. It's hard to impugn intent. I just don't think that it is the right thing to say we are going to take someone off the platform if they get things wrong, even multiple times.
Robin Farzad hosts the podcast Full Disclosure, available on NPR One. He joins us now. Robin, Zuckerberg has since clarified those comments. What has he said?
You know, he said that obviously I would not come out to defend Holocaust deniers, and it's not my intention. He reiterated that he was Jewish. But again, Jeremy, we're learning time and time again that the threshold for hateful or abusive expression on Facebook, it's just the slipperiest of slopes.
Well, where do you draw the line on offensive content then?
Well, Facebook's definition of hate speech requires, and I'm quoting, violent or dehumanizing speech, statements of inferiority, or calls for exclusion or segregation, close quote, which it says does not necessarily cover Holocaust denial, unless that is you are in a country like Germany where it is explicitly illegal.
Right.
So I didn't go to law school. I didn't even open up my LSAT kit that I got from college, but all of this still looks like it has so many holes in it.
Well, one thing Zuckerberg is saying is that they might not remove some content, but they can prevent it from going viral.
Yeah, that's the head scratcher. I mean, who at Facebook is the ultimate arbiter of that? And again, in real time, somebody posts something, it's fire in a crowded movie theater, people pounce on it. I mean, this came about in a discussion about Myanmar or arguments between Buddhists and Muslims and blood libel. I mean, is there any time to really throw sand in the gears when that happens? Do they escalate it up to legal, to Zuckerberg himself? I mean, it sounds great in theory. I'm really skeptical in practice.
Well, is it the role of a government then to step in and say what's acceptable and what's not?
Well, Facebook, the problem with this is an entire parallel internet, the way he's walled it off. It thrives on network effects, more posts, more echo chambers. But the government does specify when you're using, for example, government-regulated spectrum, what can and can't be said, what constitutes political speech over airwaves. This is a whole new frontier. This is the internet. Whether you're, and this is not just in the United States. There's extraterritoriality.
Right.
What are you going to govern that can and can't be said in Germany? Facebook is based out of California, but it is truly a global platform.
Right. One more thing, Robin, while we have you. President Trump just gave an interview to CNBC and made some comments about the Federal Reserve, led by Chairman Jerome Powell, who he picked. And here he is talking about Powell raising interest rates.
I'm not thrilled. Because, you know, we go up, and every time you go up, they want to raise rates again. And I don't really, I am not happy about it. But at the same time, I'm letting them do what they feel is best.
The Fed is supposed to be an independent agency. Robin, just briefly, it's very unusual to hear the president criticize their moves like this.
There he goes, smashing another taboo for our president.
Right.
I mean, a lot of this is kabuki theater, in that you appointed Powell and you admire him for his independence and everything. And a couple months later, where it's clear that the Fed is not finished with this and
right.
Trump is basking in a 50-year low in jobless claims, you can come out and call out the Fed.
It's Robin Farzad, who hosts the podcast Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.